Before he became a rotund Dutch uncle, smoking a long-stemmed clay pipe and trying to stuff his wide girth into an impossibly small chimney in the form made famous in Thomas Nast's cartoons, the original St. Nicholas was hardly a roly-poly figure with not much else to do but dispense toys one night a year. In fact, he was the Bishop of Myra, early in the 4th century, in that part of Asia Minor that is now Turkey. St. Nicholas was known for his great charity. As a young man, his own parents had died and left him a fortune, which he gave away anonymously to those in need. There are many legends about his generosity, how he provided the dowries for 3 daughters of a poor man so that they might be married. On 3 consecutive nights, he dropped a sack of gold into their window, each so full of coins that it looked like a ball. Why, pawnbrokers long ago thought that they could take these 3 golden balls, the 3 dowries, and use it as their own symbol, which it remains to this day, and claim St. Nicholas as their patron saint is anybody's guess. St. Nicholas would also become the patron saint of others in need, storm-beleaguered sailors and, surprisingly, captives. There are several stories about how he saved from execution men who were unjustly sentenced, and once even persuaded the Emperor Constantine himself to rescind an execution order by appearing to the great man in a dream and angrily ordering him to release his innocent prisoners. Most importantly, of course, he is the protecting spirit of children. One legend tells of his having discovered and restored to life 3 schoolboys who had been brutally murdered. He still appears in his bishop's robes throughout Europe to distribute gifts to households, sometimes accompanied, at least in the woods of Bavaria and the hills of Switzerland, by wild men howling and shaking bells and threatening to beat the sinful. How these frightening figures got attached to him, no one really knows. Perhaps it's a nod to the old gods like Woden, who were said to pass through the heavens once a year, distributing to the mortals below the presents and punishments appropriate to their deeds. For us, on this side of the Atlantic, though, he is just plain old St. Nick, always loaded with goodies, with the magical powers to fit through that chimney and drive a team of reindeer across the sky, never menacing, always forgiving, remarkable considering his omniscience, and with a quality that brings him right down to earth, an insatiable sweet tooth.